This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. New Mexico is considering a plan to charge Medicaid patients copays as a way to save the state money. Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports the proposal is drawing strong criticism from healthcare groups, poverty advocates, and Medicaid recipients.
Officials with the State Human Services Department, or HSD, say changing the Medicaid rules to include copays could help balance the state's budget, but it's not a very popular idea.
I'm here to urge you not to adopt these policies.
We're opposed to implementing the copays on prescriptions.
I mean, doing this policy, it would affect our families, not only in Albuquerque, but in the whole state.
Those were a few of the dozen or so people who spoke out at a public meeting on the copay proposal last week. Nobody spoke in support of the idea. But with 43% of New Mexicans now getting their health care through Medicaid and more expected to sign up in the future, the state is struggling to pay its share of the program's costs. They have to figure out how to cut costs or raise more cash to keep the program solvent. HSD says charging people between $5 and $50 for doctor appointments and surgeries, as well as small copays for prescriptions, would save the state around $1 million a year. But critics of the idea say even modest copays can be a serious problem for people on Medicaid.
People simply don't have the money.
That's Ona Porter. She directs the Albuquerque nonprofit Prosperity Works.
Because most low-income people are working in jobs where they have no paid time off. And so they have to take time off, meaning lose pay, in order to go to the doctor. Now they have to go and pay. That's an additional burden yet. So what people do is not go to the medical system.
Not everyone would have to pay a copay under HSD's plan. Very low-income people, pregnant women, and people with intellectual disabilities would be exempt from most copays. So would Native Americans. But people like Philip Cassidy, who made just over $12,000 after taxes last year, would have to come up with extra cash to see a doctor or fill prescriptions.
I have an appointment coming up, and I have to literally consider right now that I only have $140 to my name, and I have to pay some bills. It really makes me fearful for my long-term healthcare needs right now.
Cassidy is a student at Highlands University and used to have a student insurance plan, but the copays were sometimes too much. He recently signed up under the Medicaid expansion.
Any type of copay for me right now would be very troublesome. And even before, I had a lot of trouble going and getting the health care I needed. So now I'm looking at this situation and I'm like, I don't know if I will be able to get health care that I need at all.
Copays aren't the only cost-cutting changes to Medicaid that Human Services is considering. Other proposals include eliminating free vision and dental services for adults and charging fees for missed appointments. Those other proposals are massively unpopular too.
What you're going to end up seeing is low-income New Mexicans suffering because they don't have access to health care from those changes.
That's Abuco Estrada with the New Mexico Center on Law and Poverty. They joined with the New Mexico Pediatric Society, the New Mexico Medical Society, and around 20 other groups in sending a letter to the state urging officials to abandon the proposal. Republicans in Congress are proposing massive cuts to Medicaid. And with those cuts on the horizon, Estrada says any cuts at the state level could impact low-income New Mexicans especially hard.
And then with the larger overhauls at the federal level, when you cut out, $800 billion in Medicaid, you're going to further damage the program even more.
We wanted to hear from the state and ask how HSD plans to make sure people wouldn't lose access to health care under the Medicaid revisions. But the department doesn't currently have its own spokesperson, and the HSD representatives at last week's public meeting said they couldn't comment.
We're not really authorized to speak on behalf of the department.
I know, but nobody is right now. So how
to work with the governor's office?
We sent multiple emails to the governor's office requesting comment. No one responded. If the state moves forward with the changes, the new copays will go into effect starting in October. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the McCune Charitable Foundation. Find out more at publichealthnm.org.